Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Yeah, where do we go? What's the direction?
They're ticking me off.
Turning up the heat.
They're determined to turn us into another Russia.
Tell us what to do.
This is your time
to let off some steam.
You know, what do? The common man.
What's bugging you?
We won't give up.
Yeah, you.
The whole administration is a bunch of loony tunes.
What's bugging you? Call now on News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning. Welcome. Stay warm, my friends. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And it's a happy hump day, Trump Day. Welcome to it. Time now for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. All right, call in now. 877-975-9825. Good morning, Kay. What's bugging you?
Where the senator was grilling Pete about the audit. Well, how many times has a defense been audited themselves and have failed?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. She was trying to make a point that an organization he was part of basically ran out of money. The funding dried up. But she wasn't going to give him a chance to say how and why that occurred. And there were many letters that were introduced in these different organizations that he was a part of, and they were all glowing letters about him and his performance in those particular areas. But yeah, I'm the guy that $850 billion. I'm gonna go through an audit for all that.
Right.
Yeah, you kind of have people for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hopefully, he's not going to be out there having to clean the tanks and all that too.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Touch up paint, you know.
Let's go. Tony, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning. I haven't called in a while because I got a lot going on, and I'm going to share that later. But what's bugging me is the left. The left acts like that it's still relevant, and people really care what they think. I don't care if it's the man on the street or those clowns up there in D.C. like Hez said yesterday. Well, I got a news for you. That big red map, can you hear us now? Because we're sick of the idiocy, we're sick of the stupidity, and we're sick of seeing our country go down. We're sick of you bending over backwards for people that hate our country and want to replace us. Americans are white, black, whatever, but it's the heart of the American spirit. It's life and liberty, and we're going to make this country great again on January 20th, whether you like it or not. So either lead, follow, or get out of the damn way. Thanks.
No, you're welcome.
Oh, yeah.
877-975-9825. Yeah, we're tired of you putting America last. We'd like to be Americans first. Let's go to Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. Yeah, what's bugging me is it dawns on me that I feel like future President Trump is unknowledgeable or unwilling to actually do what's necessary to fight inflation. I think he's still a mostly big government guy, and he has this penchant on lowering interest rates. And when you lower interest rates, we actually as property owners in Florida, we want our property values to go down so that our property taxes go down, assuming we're not selling our homes. So I just think he's talking a big game on fighting inflation, but I really don't think he's knowledgeable about how to actually push down inflation, and that bugs me.
Yeah, well, what you do is you eliminate some of the things that make being in business expensive, and they can pass some of those savings along to the consumers. That's a part of it. And you also have to remember, you know, he might want interest rates to go down, and I think a lot of Americans do, but he doesn't control that. That's why you have the Federal Reserve. So the Fed is going to set the rate. Now, certainly as a bully pulpit and can try to push and cajole and what have you, but he didn't control that. And I think his idea is, you know, expand the economy overall. And if you have, you know, more competition, less regulations, the consumers are going to benefit from that in lower prices. And that could help to reverse the trend of inflation. Good morning, Pam. What's bugging you?
Good morning. I'm sorry. I've got two today. So, Governor McKay. Buddy McKay. I'm sorry. He was president or governor for like 3 weeks. Why do we keep calling him the governor of McKay, or governor of Florida? And yes, we need to celebrate his life because, you know, okay. But what happens, let's say, if something, God forbid, happens to Biden today? Are we going to go ahead and celebrate the life of President Kamala Harris? No, I'm sorry. You cannot be celebrated for a couple of weeks. And in regards to these confirmation hearings, is everybody doing a confirmation at the same time, and only the, like Pete Hegseth and maybe Pam Bondi and Kennedy, are those going to be the only ones that we actually hear about? Because all of the other senators, all the other committees are going through the confirmation hearings for all of the other picks, because how is Trump going to have his cabinet together on Monday?
No, that's a good question. I'm not sure exactly what the nomenclature is there, but these high-profile positions, yeah, those are the ones that undergo the Senate scrutiny. Many of those are obviously televised and on the air. And then from there, those people will get their people together, and they don't have to undergo that same kind of process. So, yeah, it's pushing. It seems like it's pushing the timeline, but they want to get this done the sooner the better. But I don't know exactly the exact answer to your question.
But what a contrast to the last time when, for months, there was a lot of positions. He was still dealing with, what, Obama's people in office? Because they weren't in this position the way they are right now, getting this done, knowing who they wanted those positions, and making it happen.
They want to try to hit the ground running, so yeah, to speak. They're not going to have a huge head start, obviously. We're only a few days away from inauguration. But, you know, the more they can do before that happens, the better. And then when you say hit the ground running, you know this administration is ready, will be ready to go for sure. 7:28 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And coming up at 8:05, Congresswoman Kat Kamick. Was she a witness to the near brawl that took place between a couple of congresswomen? We'll ask her about that and a whole lot more coming up on News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries for $2.99 each when you buy three. Take advantage of this exclusive digital deal. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, $3.97 per pound, limit one package. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.